Pope Benedict XVI announced the names of the 23 new cardinals during his Wednesday audience. The consistory, the second of Pope Benedict's pontificate, will be held November 24th, the eve of the solemnity of Christ the King.
Io ora la gioia di annunciare che il 24 novembre prossimo.
The new cardinals, the Pope said at the end of the audience, come from various parts of the world, and the universality of the Church, with the multiplicity of her ministries, is clearly reflected in them. Among those named from the English-speaking world are Archbishop John P. Foley, Pro Grand Master of the Equestrian Order of the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem, Archbishop Sean Brady of Armagh, Ireland, Archbishop Oswald Gracias of Bombay, India, Archbishop Daniel Dinardo of Galveston, Houston, Texas. Archbishop John Nuje of Nairobi, Kenya. Other cardinals elect include Archbishop Leonardo Sandri, Prefect of the Congregation for Eastern Churches. Archbishop Giovanni Laiolo, President of the Pontifical Commission for Vatican City State and of the Governorate of Vatican City State. Archbishop Paul Joseph Cordes, President of the Pontifical Council, Cor Unum. Archbishop Angelo Camastri, Archpriest of the Basilica of St. Peter's in the Vatican, Vicar General of His Holiness for Vatican City, and President of the Fabbrica di San Pietro, the office of the Vatican's Chief Engineer. Archbishop Stanislaw Rilko, President of the Pontifical Council for the Laity. Archbishop Raffaele Farina, Salesian priest, archivist, and librarian of the Holy Roman Church. Archbishop Agustin Garcia Gasco Vincente of Valencia, Spain. Archbishop Luis Martinez Sistach of Barcelona, Spain. Archbishop André Van Troyes of Paris. Archbishop Angelo Bagnasco of Genoa, Italy. Archbishop Theodore Adrian Sarr of Dakar, Senegal. Archbishop Francisco Robles Ortiga of Monterrey, Mexico. Archbishop Odilo Pedro Scherer of Sao Paulo, Brazil. Having pronounced the names of the new cardinal electors, Pope Benedict XVI then indicated that he had also decided to elevate to the dignity of cardinal three venerable prelates and two worthy priests, all over the age of 80 and hence non-electors, for their commitment and service to the Church. Their names are Patriarch Emmanuel III Delhi of Babylon of the Chaldeans, Iraq, Archbishop Giovanni Coppa, Apostolic Nuncio, Archbishop Estanislao Esteban Karlic, Emeritus of Paraná, Argentina, Father Urbano Navarrete, Jesuit, former Rector of the Pontifical Gregorian University, Father Umberto Betti, Order of the Friars Minor Franciscan, former Rector of the Pontifical Lateran University. The Holy Father added, among these I had also intended to confer the dignity of Cardinal upon the elderly Bishop Ignacy Jez of Kozalin Kolobrzeg, Poland, a worthy prelate who died suddenly on Tuesday. The Holy Father concluded by offering a prayer for the repose of his soul.
Affidiamo i nove eletti alla protezione di Maria Santissima, chiedendole di assisterli nelle rispettive mansioni affinché sappiano testimoniare.
Earlier, Lydia O'Kane spoke to Archbishop Sean Brady of the Diocese of Armagh, Primate of All Ireland, about his reactions to the appointment.
Well, that's my first thought, is that it is a great honour, a daunting challenge, a humbling one, but an honour, and an honour not to me personally, but an honour to the Church in Ireland, I think, and of course to the Church here in Armagh, the seat of St. Patrick, where the people of Armagh rejoice very, very much in this. The ones to whom I have been speaking certainly are overjoyed. But I know it comes with a tag on it, that is, it's a call to service in the Church, to serve the communion with the Holy Father and through him to other churches. So it will bring other responsibilities and other duties, but that's what I was ordained a priest for, that's what I was ordained a bishop for, and I want to avail of this opportunity to ask through Vatican Radio for prayers for especially my friends in Rome who may be listening, the many, many friends I've made over the years. I'm sure they are happy, but I would also like to ask them for prayers to help me to carry out as well as I possibly can the duties which will fall to me as cardinal.
Now, just talking about the role itself as cardinal, I suppose it's an expansion. You could call it maybe an expansion of the work that you have been doing all of your life and continue to do. And
that's,
I suppose,
right,
much more that needs to be done. And as a cardinal, you will carry forth and do that.
Well, I suppose there's a more universal role in the sense you have, you're at the service of the Holy Father. The first one everybody thinks of is about voting in a conclave, but that's, I hope, far away. But the other one is to be at the service of the Holy Father, to come and offer advice or views on important questions when asked to do so, either individually or as a body. So that's the dimension of it there. That immediately comes to mind, and that is one of service of communication, and therefore promoting this wonderful thing that is the communion of life in the church.